Brownsville Mayor showcases major projects, economic growth at coffee with the mayor event. From road construction and new development to housing and future job opportunities, Brownsville Mayor John Cowan Jr. shared an ambitious look at the city's future during his June coffee with the mayor presentation. The presentation highlighted the progress Brownsville has made and where city leaders say there's still work to do. According to a recent citywide survey, nearly 1,000 residents weighed in on the direction of Brownsville. 61% said the city is headed in the right direction, while more than half believe significant progress has been made over the past 3 years. Residents praised improvements in economic growth, parks, public safety, and city events, but also pointed to roads, drainage, housing affordability, and traffic as the community's biggest concerns. Those concerns are already driving several major infrastructure projects. Updates were provided on construction along Dennett Road, Old Highway 77, Wildrose Lane, and Coffee Road, with city officials noting the improvements are designed to enhance safety, mobility, and drainage, though drivers should expect temporary delays as work continues. Economic development was another major focus of the presentation. City leaders discussed the proposed $3.2 billion Saronic Port Alpha shipyard, which is still evaluating Brownsville as a possible location. If selected, the project could bring thousands of high-paying jobs and significantly expand the city's manufacturing and maritime industries. The mayor also shared updates on several projects expected to shape Brownsville's future, including the Cannery Public Market, which is on track for completion later this year, the city's housing master plan aimed at addressing long-term housing needs, and nearly $22 million in state funding to expand broadband infrastructure across the region. Residents also heard about improvements planned for Gladys Porter Zoo, new grant opportunities for small businesses through the Sick Big Lift program, and the City Commission's vote to eliminate the $6.25 monthly Resica fee from the Brownsville Public Utilities bills, pending final approval in July. The presentation wrapped up with a look ahead at upcoming community events, including neighborhood cleanups, a call for local artists to design Brownsville Metro bus shelters, and the city's annual 4th of July Salute to Freedom celebration. Source: City of Brownsville.